We'd eat more fruit. There's an invisible force that can help you experience more love than you can even imagine. It's available for free any time of the day or week. This force will help you experience and give you love freely, openly. Would you like to be known as a loving person? The Bible says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, Galatians chapter 5. Have you ever met people who are brimming with love? Were they Christians? Seems like an ironic question, doesn't it? Because the Bible says, by this everyone will know that you're my disciples, if you love one another. John 13:35. Shouldn't Christians be the most loving people in the world? Of course they should. But some confuse religion with the Spirit. Notice that the fruit of the Spirit is love. Galatians doesn't say the fruit of religion will bring love. Could you and I agree that the Spirit can help us really love? The best hope for mankind is the Spirit. So would you invite Him to fill you and lead you every day? The fruit of being full of the Spirit and led by the Spirit is love. And love is powerful. 1 John says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. And 2 John 2:6 says, and this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. And as you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love. Your family will see a huge difference in you. Many more will come to Christ through you because love wins, and you're a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Mark Goulet.